Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Hillel Yosef Pfeiffer. Meseches Bava Kama has been dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. Chaim Weiss, Lizchus Refuah Shleima of Miriam Farcha Bas Esther.
Bava Kama, Daf Tes Zayin. We mentioned in the shiur on Daf Tes Vav a machloikis between Rashi and Tosis in the Yisoid Hadin of the Manda Omar, Palga Nizka Mamayna. The Gemara says that our Papa says Palga Nizka Mamayna because he holds Stam Shvarim La V'cheska Shimur Kaiman. We said that Taisa Shita is that it's Mamish considered Darkei Lahazik, like the other Mazikim. Taisa says you could learn it out from the other Mazikim on Daf Hei Amid Beis. Taisa says that Kalbo Doch Al Imri, which is Meshune, is not Chayev according to the Manda Omar that holds Palkin is Kamamayna because Karen is Orche, something that's Meshune, can't be learnt out from Karen. Whereas we said that Rashi holds that no, even if you hold Palkin is Kamamayna, Karen is still Meshune. That's why Rashi says in Hamid Beis, Lo Yisparish Heicha, I don't know who the Manda Omar is that says you can learn out Karen from the other Mazikin. And according to Rashi Shita, as a state in Riva, Avada Kalba Doch Al Imri, which is Meshunah, is going to be Chayiv even if you hold Palganiz Kama Maina. The Teres Chayim also goes Al Derech Rashi. He holds like Rashi Shita, and he says he's Medayakit from the Lushan of Rav Papa. He says, the Gemara doesn't say Rav Papa Amra Mamaina Kasovar Stam Shvarim Becheskas Lav Shimur Kaimon. It doesn't say that they're becheskas, that they're not shomur. It says, lav becheskas shimur kaimon. They are not becheskas shimur. That loshen, he says, is mashma. They're not becheskas shimur. You can't say that an animal on its own is naturally guarded from goring. No, it's not becheskas shimur. It's something that you have to expect could happen. Memela, it's not, you don't have a ptur that I didn't have to watch it. It's Mishtamra Me'alayan. No, it's not Becheskas Shimur. But not that it's Becheskas Lav Shimur, it's Becheskas that it's going to be Mazik. He wants to be Medayik from this Lashon, like Rashi Shita, that even according to the Manda Omar, Palganizka Mamayna, it's still not called Darkon Lahazik. Next Inyan. The Mishnah on Tesvav Amid Bey says, Chamisha Tamin V'Chamisha Mu'adin. And now, according to the Hava Amin of the Gemara, the Mishnah is going to tell us the five Mu'adin. What are they? Hashem Mu'adas Lecha Lesaroyla, Haregel Mu'adas Lishbar Bederach Hilucha, Vishar HaMu'ad, Vishar HaMazik, Vishos HaNizik V'HaAdam. Says Rashi, Vishar HaMu'ad, Gimel Pa'amim Ligach, Oy Ligaif, Oy Lirvites, Oy Livite, Oy Lishaych, Harehen Chamisha Mu'adin L'Shalem Nesek Shalem. U'legabe Mu'ad Chashiv Luhu Chad. Legabe Mu'ad, we count them all as one. Dalidei Hadad, the Edom Asim Behu Chiyav. It's through the Hadad of Edom that their Chiyav Nesek Shalem comes. Hilkol Chadam Ilsehu. Legabe Mu'ad, we count it as one. So even though by the five Tamin, we counted it as separate Tamin. Negicha, Negifa, and so on. But when it comes to Mu'adin, we count it all as one at this point. And the way Rashi's explaining the Gemara, the Mishnah at this point. Rashi's mavur that in order for a shor to become a mu'ad, you need three times negicha, or three times negifa, three times revitza. Meaning, if the animal will gore once, and push once, and bite once, they will not be mitzdarif to make a mu'adus. Rashi on daf, beis amid beis, and dibra maslo be'ita, is meduyuk the same way. Rashi says, when he's talking about Be'ita, Ve'ahochi havu tolda de Karen, de Kavanosan lahazik ki Karen, Ve'nanola azeko ki Karen, Ve'nazeko imotsu itodir, Ve'hilkach havu ki Karen, de kol emos de lai huado bebezden gimel pa'amim bekach, eino mishalemes nasek sholim. Rashi says the word bekach. He's going on the toldes of Karen, and he says, as long as they were not huado bebezden three times bekach to do this specific maisa, then they will not pay nasek sholim. We have two Rashis where we see this Yesod, that the different Maisim of Karen are not Mitztarif. It's also Mashma and Rashi that even if it will be a Mu'ad for the Av of Negicha, it still will not be a Mu'ad for the Tolda. Rashi on Beis Amid Beis says the kolemas de lahuado bebezin gimel palmin bekach. If it's not huado three times in this maisa, will not pay nezek shalim. Rashi does not differentiate between if it's a muad for the tolda. That's when it's not a mood for a different toldah or the av, but if it's a mood for the av, then it's a mood for the toldah. There is a discussion in the Achreinim about this, and Chidushei Rav Shloime talks about this in the Rambam Shita, but Kipshutai, the Rambam also is saying like this, the Rambam in Perek Aleph Mehilchas Nizkei Mamin Halacha Hei, he says, Chamisha Maisim Tamim Yesh Bebehema, Fim huado le'echod mehen nases mu'edes lo'oisoi maisa. Ve'elu hein ha'behema eina mu'edes mitchiloso lo'iligach v'lo'iligoi v'lo'ilishoich v'lo'ilirvites al kelim gedoilim v'lo'ilivite. Fim huado le'echod mehen ha'reizu mu'edes lo'i. The Rambam does not differentiate between if it's a mu'ed for the av or if it's a mu'ed for the tolda. That Rambam is clearly mashma that even if it's a mu'ud for the av of negicha, it's still not a mu'ud for the tolda. The Ravid had a hava mina to learn the Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Aleph that he means differently, that when it comes to being a mu'ud for the av, it is a mu'ud for the tolda. The Ravid doesn't like it, and the Ravid himself says that that's not what the Rambam means. The Rashba on Daf Beis Amud Beis also speaks out this din that a muad from the shicha will not make it a muad for negicha, and who had done the other way, a muad for negicha will not make it a muad for neshicha, and he wants to be medayik it from the maskana of our Gemara that the maskana, what are the five muadin? Says the Gemara that the way to read the Mishnah, the Chisurei Mechsura says chamisha tamin v'chamisha muadin. And if they were huadu, they were warned, then all five of them become muadin. Dr. Rashba, it's mashba that it's five separate dine muadin. There's a muad for negicha, there's a muad for negifa, a muad for neshicha. Each one is a muad for its own thing. It's five separate muadin. Next inyan. The Gemara says on Daf Tezayin Amud Aleph Uloi Lirvites Amar Abba Lazar Loi Shonu Ela Pachin Gedoilim Avol Pachin Ketanim Urchehu. The whole halacha of the Mishnah that Revitza is considered Keren, that's only if it was Revitz on top of big Pachin. But if it's Revitz on top of small Pachin, that's Orche. And if it's going to do it in Rishos HaRavim, says Rashi, it's Potter. And in Rishus HaNizik, it will be Chayiv Nesek Sholem because it's a told of regal, it's Orche. On that, the Gemara says, Lema Misayeya Lei, that it says, Habehema Muedas Lahalich Kedarko Ulishaber Ulamayaches Odom Mes Habehema Vesakalim. So you see that an animal is a muid to crush a person, animal, and kalim. And this is in a Braisa that's talking about regal. It's talking about Behema Muedas Lahalich Kedarko Ulishaber. You see that this is regal. So it's a raya that to crush small things like a small person, yilodim ketanim, a small animal, small kalim, that is orche. It's a raya to Rabbi Lazar. Zakti Gemara, no, dilma menatzad. Maybe la'olam revitza, if it squats on top of kalim, even pachim ketanim, is not orche. That would be karen. Over here, when it says that if it crushes Adam, Behema, and Kalim, that it's regal, is if it crushes it minatzad, and that we had in the Braisa before. On Daf Gimel Amud Aleph, Hizika Begufa Derech Hilucha, that's definitely a tolda of regal. So according to Rabbi Lazar's first Lashon, only Pachim Gedoilim goes into Karen, but Pachim Ketanim is Orche. According to the Ika Da'amri, Rabbi Lazar says, don't say that only Pachim Gedoilim is not Orche, but Pachim Ketanim is Orche. No, even Pachim Ketanim are not Orche. On that, the Gemara asks from the Braisa of Ulamaiches Odom Es HaBehema Ves HaKelim, you see that there is something that it squashes that's Orche. So Bishlam, if you say Pachim Ketanim is Orche, we could be Mukim the Braisa by Pachim Ketanim. But if you're saying even Pachim Ketanim is not Orche, so how are you going to learn that Braisa? And that Rabbi Lazar says, you can learn the Braisa min Hatzad. And then the Gemara says, Ikadurami la Mirma, some people asked it as a Stira. that the Mishnah says v'loy lirvoitz, that's Karen. I, the Brisa says ulamaychas odam esabahema esakelim is regel, and that Rabbi Lazar says it's not a kasha. One's talking about pachim gedoyim, one's talking about pachim ketanim. That means the third lashon is like the first lashon, that there's a chilik between pachim gedoyim and pachim ketanim. Lehalacha, the Rif paskins that there's no difference between pachim gedoyim and pachim ketanim. By both of them, it's considered keren. It goes into the Mishnah's din of v'loy lirvites. The Rambam paskins like the first lashon that there's a difference between pachim gedoyim and pachim ketanim. Pachim ketanim is orche. What's the pshat in their machlokes? The pshat is that everyone holds that we have to paskin like the lishna basra. The question is, what is considered the lishna basra here? The Rosh is masbir that the Rif holds that really, the Lishna Mitzia is the Lishna Basra. The third Lashon of Ika Derami La Mirma is just another way of saying the first Lashon. The third Lashon and the first Lashon are really the same. It's just that, did he say it as a Loishanu on the Mishnah, the Mishnah Loishanu, Ala Pachim Deilim, Ala Pachim Ketanim, or did he say it in as an answer to Astira, Ika Derami La Mirma? But the first and third Lashon go hand in hand. That's really all part of the first Lashon. So the Lishna Mitzia, that blibes the Lishna Basra. Memela, the Rif, is not Mechalik between Pachim Gedoyim and Pachim Ketanim. Whereas the Rambam holds that the Ika Derami La Mirma gets a din like a Lishna Basra. That's what we brought last. Therefore, the Rambam paskins that there's a difference between Pachim Gedoyim and Pachim Ketanim. Now, comes along the Rashash, and he asks a question on Rashi on Beis Amid Beis. Rashi over there says, when he's talking about Revitzo, Zok Rashi, Shiroa saw Kalim Baderech, he saw Kalim on the road, V'holcha V'ravtza Alein K'dei L'Shabron. The animal went and squatted on them in order to break them. Rashi says that the case of Revitzo is that the animal did it purposely to break them. The Rashash is bothered. Why did Rashi have to say that it's Kavanasa Lahazik? Why doesn't Rashi just say that since it's not Orcha to be Ravitz on Kalim, that itself makes it a Kotolda of Karen? Just like Kalbo Da'achal Imri, the Gemara said on Tesvava Midbeis, that that's considered a Tolda of Karen. And the Nemuka Yosef and the Rosh said that we see from here that anything that's Mishuna goes, even if it's Hanol Lezeka, it's a Tolda of Karen. So why doesn't Rashi just say that Revitza is a Tolda of Karen because it's Mishuna? And Zokta Rishash, it's also Mashma like that from our Gemara. Because Rabbi Lazar differentiates between Pachim Gedoylem and Pachim Ketanim. And if we're talking about that the animal was Miskavein L'Shavram, so what's the difference? If he's doing it on purpose to break them, what's the difference between Pachim Gedoyim and Pachim Ketanim? Al Karchach, he's not doing it with Kavana to break them. Nor Pachim Gedoyim is Mishune, Pachim Ketanim is Orche. Zokta Rashash, that Ken Zayin, that Rashi, that needed to say that Revitza is Kavanasa Lahazik, Rashi needed that according to the Mandamar that holds Palganizka Mamayna. Zokta Rashash, just like Tosfos says, that Kalbo Da'ochal Imri, which is Mishune, is only Chayiv, according to the Manda Omar, Palganizka Kenasa. But if you hold Palganizka Mamayna, then it's Orche, it's Darkei Lahazik, then Kalbo Da'ochal Imri is going to be Potter. Zokta Rashash, that's Pshat in Rashi. Rashi is going in the Manda Omar that holds Palganizka Ma Maina. According to him, you can't say that Revitza is Chayiv on when it's Ravitz on top of Kalim because it's Mishuna. Mishuna, that's not what Karen's all about, according to Palganizka Ma Maina. Rashi needed to say Kavanosai Lehazik. Zokta Rashash, how did Rashi know that Sugyan Beis Amid Beis is going with Palganizka Mamayna? Zokter, because since the Gemara says at the bottom of Beis Amid Beis that Maishna Karen, the Kavanosai Lahazik, Uma Mainchosh Mirasai Alecha, Hani Nami Kavanosan Lahazik, Uma Mainchosh Mirasan Alecha. You see that the Gemara is Masbir, that the Tchuna of Karen is Kavanosai Lahazik. Zokta Rashash, Rashi had a raya that the Gemara is going with the Mandomar Palganizka Mamaina. Because according to the Mandomar Palganizka Kinasa, the Tchuna of Karen is not Kavanosai Lahazik, it's Mishuna. Vaharaya Kalbodach Alimri is Hanol Ezekai. It's still Karen. So the Tchuna of Karen, according to the Mandomar Palganizka Kenasa, is Mishuna. Vaistois, if the Gemara is saying that the Tchuna of Karen is Kavanase Lahazik, that the Gemara is going with the Mandomar Palganizka Mamaina, therefore Rashi was Masber that Revitza is a told of Karen because of Kavanase Lahazik. Now, of course, the way we Chesh Bindois Rashi Shita, Gebayt from Rashi and Ksubis Mem Aleph that says even the in the Mandomar Palganizka Mamaina Zokt Rashi still it does even a Nizka de Lav Orche. Rashi clearly says that Karen is Lav Orche even in the Mandomar Palganizka Mamaina. We have Rashi on Heomid Beis that says Lo Yisparish Heicha, he wasn't Nicha to say like Taisus Pshat. We have Rashi on Yudalad Amad Aleph that Taiches Meshuna Karen Mechotzera Nizik, that it means Karen Tam of Chol told they say a Kari Mishuna Hoyel Vishinu Vishinu as Veston Shaloi Hoyu Dark on the Kach, and Rashi's being Masber the words of the Gemara within the Tanoim of the Rabbanan and Rab Tarfin. Vaistois that Rashi disagrees with Taisvis on Tesvavim at Beis that in the Mandomar Palganuska Mamayna it's considered Dark on the Hazik and Mishuna doesn't fit into Karen. So the Rashash is Cheshbin, that Rashi needed to say Kavanosei Lahazik because he's going in the Mandomar Palganuska Mamayna that can't use Mishuna as the Hagdara of Karen. That doesn't work in Rashi Lashitasei. So we're back to the Rashash's Ha'ara on Rashi. But one thing we see from the Rashash, Yosaitis de Kezach, the way he's learning up in the Derech of Taisus, that there's a Yosaitis de Kemachloik is going on between the Manda Omar Palganizka Mamaina and the Manda Omar Palganizka Kenasa in the Hagdara of Karen. In the Manda Omar Palganizka Kenasa, the Hagdara, the Tchuna of Karen, is Mishuna. In the Manda Omar Palganizka Mamaina, the Hagdara of Karen, the Tchuna of Karen, is Kavanasai Lahazik. There are other Achrayim that say this as well, the Madura Basra on Tesvava Midbeis, and the Marshal asks a kasha on Taisvis, on Tesvava Midbeis, that how could Taisvis say that Kalbo Da'och Al Imri, according to the Mandomar Palganizka Mamaina, is going to be Potter because he holds that Mishuna doesn't fit into Karen, Frekta Marshal from the Mishnah on Yotesimid Beis, which says, Ochluk Susai Kalim, Ishalim Chatzinezek. If the animal ate clothing or Kalim, you have to pay Chatzinezek. Frekta Marshal, what's going on? But Taisus says that Kalbo Dochal Imri, Lemanda Omar Palganizka Mamaina is Potter, because it's Mishuna. Mishuna doesn't fit into Karen. Karen is Darkai Lahazik. So why are you Chayiv by Ochluk Susai Kalim? Why are you paying Chatzinezek? Zokta Marshal. Because by Ochluk Susai Kalim, the animal is doing it because of Kavanosei Lahazik. That's Karen. By Kalbodoch Al Imri, he's doing it because of Anole Zekoi. Just you want to say that because it's Mishuna, that should be Mafkiyayit from Shane and make it Karen. Zaktaisvis, Mishuna is not a Siba to be Karen. Karen is Darkei Lahazik. Masha Enkein, Ochluk Susai Kalim, that is Kavanosei Lahazik. That, Taisus holds, is it's darker in Lahazik for an animal to do maisim of Kavana Lahazik. Kumtais, that we have three Achrainim, the Marshal, the Madura Basra, and the Rashash, that are telling us, Lidas HaTaisvis, that there's a Yisaitis Tikka Machloik is going on between the Mandomar Palganizka Mamaina and Palganizka Kenasa and the Hagdara of Karen. According to the Mandomar Palganizka Kenasa, the Tchuna of Karen is Mishuna. According to the Mandomar Palganizka Mamaina, the Tchuna is Kavanasa Ile Hazik. However, according to Rashi Shita and the Riva and the Shita Mekubetzes, that hold that even according to the Mandomar Palganizka Mamaina, it's still Mishuna. And they hold Kalbo Doch Al Imri is Chayiv, even according to the Ma'an Domer Palgan Iskom Amayna. Then L'chayr, according to everybody, the Hagdara of Keren is Mishunah. We find the Lashonis of Kavanosei Lahazik. On Beis Amidbeis, it says Keren is Kavanosei Lahazik. L'chayra, the Vart is that Kavanosei Lahazik is a way of being Mishunah. The Yisayit of Keren is Mishunah. An animal to go do something for Kavanosei Lahazik, that itself is a Mishunah de Kizach. That's an oifen of Mishunah. The raya to this is that Rashi on Tezayin Amid Aleph, when he's explaining the din that the Gemara brings down of Hashem Muedas Lechol Es Haroyula, Royula in Shein Royula Loi, Sokt Rashi Royula in Kigoin Peres Vierakais, Shein Royula Ksus Vekalim Loi Demishunahu, Vechatzi Nezek Hu Demishalim. Rashi's Masber that the Vart of Ksus Vekalim, why you pay Chatzi Nezek, is because it's Mishunah. Whereas Rashi on Yutessa Medbeis, Dibra Maschel Shunro Da'ochal Tamri, Sokt Rashi Orche Lemichlinu Al Yidei Adchak, it's not the derech for the shunra to eat ksus v'keilim, ela miskavin lahazik, rather it's being mechavin lahazik. Rashi mixes the two things. He says it's not the derech for the animal to eat it, rather it's having kavana lahazik. Rashi on Tesvava Med Aleph called this mishunah. It's all one and the same. Because it's not the derech for the animal to eat it, so why is he doing it? If it's not his derech to eat it, what's he doing it for? It must be he's doing it because of kavana lahazik. That's mishunah. That's unusual. If an animal's eating for hana, that's normal. If an animal is eating, it's not the derech for him to eat this, he's just doing it because he wants to be mazik, that's a mishunah de kezach. And with this, we can answer the Rashash's question on Rashi, on Daf Beis Amud Beis as well. What did Rashi say? That Revitza, the animal, is doing it Kedei L'Shavron. Frekta Rashash, why doesn't Rashi just say that it's not Orche, it's Mishunah? The Teretz is that when do you just use Mishunah as a thing by itself? That's when the animal is doing it for a different Siba. Let's say by Kalbo D'Ochal Imri. He's doing it for Hanol L'Ezekai. So you have to explain. So what makes it Keren? Ay, l'chayra it Shein. You have to be mafkia it from Shein by saying it's Mishunah. The fact alone that it's Mishunah, although he's doing it for Hana, that itself makes it Keren. But when an animal has no gain from what he's doing, and it's not Orche, what's he doing it for? It must be he's doing it because of Kavanosei Lahazik. Just like Rashi says on Yotes Amud Beis. If the animal is not benefiting from eating the Ksus and Kalim, that means he's doing it for Kavanah Lahazik. Aye, the Rashash asked, so what's the difference between Pachim Gedoilim and Pachim Ketanim? Memanefshach, if he's doing it because of Kavanosei Lahazik, why should there be a difference? The answer is Hagufa. By Pachim Gedoilim, where it's not Orche for him to lie down on the kalim, al karchach, he's doing it because of kavanasei lahazik. But by pachim ketanim, where it is orche, it's a small thing. He doesn't look at that as an obstacle, something that's going to shter him when he does his revitza. So then I say he's just doing his revitza, and agav, the keli broke. I'm not going to touch up that it's kavanasei lahazik. Next inyan. At the end of the Mishnah Tesvav Amid Beis, it says, Hazei v'ho'ari v'hadoi v'hanomer v'habardlos v'hanochosh hare'elu mu'odin. Rashi says, hare'elu mu'odim afilu b'neshicha. They're even a mu'id to bite. U'v'chol nizokin and al nizokin. U'mishalmin b'ilim shalohen nezek sholim. And their b'ilim has to pay nezek sholim. You see that Rashi learned the Mishnah that the yichud of these chayis is that even when it comes to biting and all damages, they pay nezek sholim. Tosfos at the bottom of Tezayin Amud Aleph says, v'hanocha share'elu mu'adim, la v'chol inyonei hezek chashivim mu'adim. It's not when it comes to all types of hezek that they're considered mu'adim. Tosfos is coming lafuke from Rashi. Rashi says that b'chol nizakin, the Bailim pays Nezek Sholem. And Tosfos is saying, no, we're not talking about all in Yonei Hezek. Rather, each one is only muid for the thing that's orche. For example, if a zev came and was tairif, it killed its prey and ate it, and an ari, that's dairis, an ari that eats the animal mechayim. Or if it's taraf lahaniach, or if it rips it up to put it aside, like the Gemara says on Tazayin Amid Beis. But by something that's not orche, for example, an ari that's tairif, ve'eichel, v'chein shar hezekais delav orchayu, and so too other hezekais that are not orchayu, loy havu muadim, they are not muadim for that, but rather they pay chatzi nezek. And by things which are orchayu, that they pay nezek shalem, that's only in the chatzar hanizik, but in Rishos HaRabim they're potter because it's shein b'Rishos HaRabim. Just like Shmuel says in the Gemara, that Ari b'Rishos HaRabim daras v'ochal is potter. So we have a machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns that Hare Elu Mu'adim means even if they bite or all damages that they do, the Bailam has to pay Nezek Sholim. Tosfos argues on Rashi, Mikayach de Gemara Namid Beis, that the Gemara differentiates by an Ari b'Rishos HaRabim, that if it's Daras V'Ochal, it's potter. If it's Taraf V'Ochal, it's Chayiv. Which means that if it's Doris V'Ochal, that goes into Shein, because it's Orche, and therefore it's potter in Rishos HaRabim, whereas if it's Tairif, it's not Orche, and Rashi's Masmer and Amid Beis, therefore it's Mishune, and it pays Chatzi Nezek. So you see, says Tosfos, that it's not a rule across the board that they always pay Nezek Sholim. How could Rashi say in the Mishnah, Afilu b'neshicha v'chol nizakin, u'mishalim b'ayim shalhen Nezek Sholim? By all nizakin, it always pays Nezek Sholim? Therefore, Tosfos says, no, we're not talking about all in Yonei Hezek across the board that they're considered mu'adim. It means each one in what's orche. Zev, that's Tairif, Ari, that's Dairis, or Taraf La'aniach, but something that's not Orche, like Ari, that's Tairif Eichel, and also all other Hezekis, let's say it bites, Neshicha, Revitza, these things, Avada, it's not going to be a mood, it's going to pay Chatzi Nezek. So what is the beer between the Machlekes of Rashi and Tosfos? And how is Rashi going to answer Tosfos Raya from Amud Beis that we see that it's not a rule across the board that it always pays Nezek Sholem? I heard from my Rebbe Rav Asher like this. There's a Yesodos Dika Machlokes in Pshat in the Mishnah between Rashi and Tosfos. Tosfos learns that the Seifa of the Mishnah of Hazei V'Ho'ari, etc., is a hemshech of what the Mishnah was talking about when it said, Hashem Mu'edas Lecha L'Saroyola, Horegel Mu'edas Lishbar B'Derech Hilucha. It's a hemshech of this Shein and Regel, those things that are Mu'adin Mitchilasan. And the Mishnah is saying that by Zev and Ari, for their Maise Shein, they're Mu'adin Mitchilasan. For the things that are a Maise Shein for them, they're Mu'adin Mitchilasan. An Ari to be Deris Vaichel, that's its Maise Shein, it's Mu'adin Mitchilasan. A Zev, for its Maisa Shein, it's Mu'adin Mitchilasan. We just spoke about Shein. We're saying that Zev and Ari are Chayev for their Maisa Shein. But Maisa Keren, which are Kavanasan Lahazik, Mandachar Shmei, whoever spoke about Maisa Keren over here. On that, I say they're just like all other behemoths. If an Ari is going to be Noishech, if an Ari is going to be Roivetz, Avada, it's going to be Chatzi Nezek. Aye, the obvious question is, so then what's the Chiddush that the Mishnah is bringing out with these Chayas? So basically you're saying that a Shein of an Ari and a Shein of a Zev is Chayiv. Eina Chanami, the Nimuke Yosef Taka is bothered with this, and he Taka says, V'hod palginu Tana mishein v'regel, why did the Tana split up Zev and Ari from Shein and Regel, the Behema, of a behemoth, mishum de meshunais mehen, shadarsin va'oichlin chayin v'tarfin lahaniach mashenkein bebehemoth. Because they're different than animals. Animals are eat peiris v'yirakais. But these things, they're Dairis Va'eichel, they're Tairif La'aniach, their Maise Shein are Koilul Moraifanim. The Rosh in the Shita says the same thing, that it's coming to tell me that the Shein of an animal is Peiris V'yirakos. If an animal will attack Imri Ravravi, that's not going to be considered Shein. That's going to be considered unusual. It's going to be Karen. By these animals, whatever they attack, whatever they eat, that's going to be considered Shein, as long as it's within their Orche. An Ari, that's Dairis. A Ze'ev, that's Tairif. But we're bringing out that their Maisa Shein are Kailul Moraifanim. And that's what the Sugya is Saiviv about on Amud Beis. What Maisim go into Shein by these animals and what doesn't? Says the Gemara. Says Shmuel, Ari, is that's Dairis Va'eichel, that goes into Shein. But if he's Tairif Va'eichel, that goes into Keren, because it's Mishuna. If he's Tairif L'Haniach, that's already normal, so it's Bechlal Shein, and then it's going to be Pater Rishus Harabim. The whole Nidain over here is what's considered Shein. The Mishnah is dining about Shein. It's a Hemshech of the Mishnah of Hashein Muedes Lechel Esaroyla Regel Medes Lishpar V'Darchi Lucha, and we're continuing on that part of the Mishnah. We never discussed anything about the earlier part of the Mishnah of Maisei Keren. On that, Zev and Ari are no different than Behemis Avadetz Chatzin Nezek. However, Rashi learns that this Bav of Zev and Ari is going back on the Maisei Keren. It's going back on the Reisha. The Reisha said, Chamisha Tamin V'Chamisha Muadin. When it comes to a Behema starts out being a Tam, and only after three times it becomes a Mu'ud. On that, the Mishnah is saying that by Zev and Ari, etc., Hare Elu Mu'adin, these things are Mu'adin Mitchilasan. By these Chayis, where it's their Derech to be Mashchisim and Mechablim, they're Mu'adim right away on their Maisei Keren. Their Tchuna is to do Maisim B'Kavana Lahazik. The chiddush of the Mishnah is that their Maisei Keren have a din muad right away. They don't need a hadah to get a din of Keren Muedes. They don't have a din tamus. Lefizeh comes out very geschmack that we have a Rashi and Tosis l'shitasam, because on Daf Beis Amud Beis we had the Gemara saying that if I only had the first pasuk of Tzidkiyah ben Kenana, I would have said that only Tlusha pays Chatzi Nezek the first three times. But Mechuberes Eima Kula Muedesi. Tosfos asks, where in the world are you going to get that Mechuberes should be Muad right away? Imi Tlusha, if you're going to learn it out from Tlusha, then Daya Kitlusha. You should say Daya. Tosfos says, so maybe you learn it out from the other Avos Nezikin, and he gets involved in Palkin is Kamamayna, Palkin is Kakanasa. But Rashi over there says, Ava Mechuberes de Orchehu. What we learn pshat in Rashi, that Rashi means like the Shita Mekubetzes b'shem Rav Yitzchak bar Avram, that we learn out Mechuberes the first time from Tlusha the fourth time. So we see already on Beis Amid Beis that Rashi has a musig that there could be something that's Mu'ud Metchilasai, it doesn't need Hadah, and Tosis wasn't Nicha to say such a thing. It's Lashitasam from over here. Rashi has a Mishnah by Ze'ev and Ari where we see such a musig that they're Karen Mu'ud Mitchilasan. In Tosfos there's no such Mishnah. The Mishnah says Adin and Shein and Regal, the Mishnah's a Hemshech, and it's saying that the Maisei Shein of Ze'ev and Ari is each one in its Orche. The Mishnah is just bringing out that by Zev and Ari, their Maisei Shein are Koilul Moraifanim. But there's no Zecher in the Mishnah of such a Musig of Karen being Mu'ud Mitchilasai. Now, what does Rashi do with Tosfos Kasha on him? Tosfos says that from the Gemara Amud Beis, I see that the Gemara differentiates between an Ari, that's Dairis Va'eichel, then it's Shein, and it's Pater and Neshus HaRabim, but if it's Toirei V'Eichel, then it's lav orche, then it goes into keren, and it pays chatzi nezek. Rashi himself says that on Amud Beis. It's not mefurish in the Gemara, but that's how Rashi also learns the Gemara. It's chatzi nezek. I, Rashi says that b'chol nizakin, it's always neshicha, and kol nizakin is meshalman nezek shalim. The Teretz is pashit. That Rashi wasn't saying a rule across the board, every mazik pays nezek shalim. Rashi's saying we're going back on the reisha of the Mishnah, and we're saying neshicha and all the other mazikin of keren are muadin mitchilasan, and they pay nezek shalim. The Gemara Amud Beis is talking about maisei shein, something where that which the animal is doing as hana lehezekai. On that, the Gemara is saying that what if the animal is doing something mishuna? He's doing hana lehezekai, but he's doing it ba'ifin mishuna. Then it goes into keren and it's going to be chatzi nezek. In that din, why should Zeiv and Ari be any different than Shar Behemis V'chayis? The whole svara of Zeiv and Ari being different is that since these animals are mashchisim u'mechablim, they, by them, their maisim that are kavanosan lahazik, by them, that's orche. But something which is a mishuna de gezach for an ari to be tirei for eichel. So on that, it's no different than shar behemis v'chayis. Kalba d'ochal imri, where he does hanal lehezekai, but ba'ifin mishuna, he's chatzi nezek. So too, an ari that's tirei for eichel is going to be chatzi nezek. The Rambam in Perek Aleph, Mehilchus Nizkei Mamayin, Halacha Vav, is also, you see, learnt al derech Rashi. He says, Chamisha minei behema muadin mitchilas priyason lahazik, vafilu hein tarbus, lefikachim hiziku, oi heimisu benegicha, oi beneshicha, udrisa vekayetza ben chayiv nezek sholem. The Rambam brings maisim of Karen, and he says that these things are muadin mitchilas priyason, veelu hein hazei veho ari vadoi vanoma vabardlos, vechein hanochosh, hashenosha chareze muad, vafilu haya tarbus. We see that the Rambam learned al derech Rashi that the Mishnah is going back on the Reisha, and it's saying that by these things there's no din of Tammuz. These things are muadin mitchilas priyasam. The Lecha Mishnah does point out that the Rambam does not have the chilukim on Amud Beis between an ari that's dairis va'eichel, tairis va'eichel. The Lecha Mishnah cheshbins ois that since the Gemara ended off with a kasha on Shmuel on Amud Beis, the Rambam holds lahalacha, we don't make those chilukim, and we hold that a ze'ev and ari, even by Shane, it's orchei b'chol gavni. The Mishnah is being kailal everything. That means, first of all, the Mishnah is telling us that these animals are muadin mitchilas priyason, and the Mishnah is also saying that even when it comes to Shane, things that they're doing as hana lehezekon, also, whatever they do is nichlal, it's orche, it's normal for them. The reason why Tairei Va'eichel by an Ari, the Rambam holds, is paying Nezek Sholem, is not because, oh, it goes into Karen, and Karen is also always Nezek Sholem. No, because the Rambam holds that we hold lahalacha, that any oifen that the Ari eats goes into orche, goes into Shein. It's a Zaitige point. The point that we're saying in Rashi is true in the Rambam also, that there's one nidin of keren, which are things that the animal's doing because of kavanosa ilahazik, and on that we're saying since these animals are mashchisim u'mechablim, they are muadin mitchilason. They don't need ahada. Then there's a separate nidin. What about when it comes to shein? What's their normal way of eating? What's the not normal way of eating? If it's a not normal way of eating, then it's going to be chatzi nezek because it's mishuna. No different than kalba dochal imri. In that, an ari is no different than shar behemais v'chayais. Granted, the Rambam holds lahalacha that since the Gemara ended off with a kasha on Shmuel, and the Gemara had to answer with shinuye dechiki, therefore, the Rambam paskins lahalacha that all these cases are considered orche. It's normal for an ari even to be tairef v'eichel. May inyan le inyan ba'isai inyan. Taisvis fears ice. that even a nachash that does not benefit from its biting, like the Gemara says in Tainis, that all the chayas gathered to the nachash and they said to it, what hana do you have? But still, since it's urchei behachi, it's like regel and it's potter in reshus harabim. And it's not like keren after it becomes a muid, even though it's miskavin lahazik. The proof is, since we put nachash together with the other ones, just like Zev and Ari, we're dealing with Shane and their potter in Rishos Arabim, they're only Chayv Rishos HaNizik, and we put nachash together with them. So Vaistois, that nachash is Chayiv because of Regel, and not that it's like Keren Muad. What does Rashi hold about this? Over here, we don't have any Mefurisha Rashi, but Rav Asher advised a Rashi on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph that says, Kol hezek derech hiluch sheloi bekavona havitoldo deregel dehezekai matzui ve'ein kavonosei lehazik. Rashi says that in order to be regel, it's not enough that it's hezekai matzui. Rashi also adds ve'ein kavonosei lehazik. We have a Mefurisha Rashi that says that if there's kavana lahazik, even if it's matsui, it's not going to be regel. That means Rashi holds that nachash is not regel. What is nachash? The teretz is Rashi l'shitasai. That's learning the whole Mishnah that we're dealing with the din of these things being muadin mitchilasan. Rashi's going to learn nachash also al derech zeh. And it fits beautifully. Taisus himself says, maybe the pshat in nachash is that it's like keren basar diyayid. So Taisus, no, it can't be midachashiv le'gabe achrini, since we put it together with the other ones. So according to Rashi, it's mamish vakert, because we put it together with the other ones, and the other ones were dealing with the chiyuv of keren. So vakert, from the Mishnah that we put nachash with the other ones, vice dais, that it's keren. It's not regel, according to Rashi. In order to be regel, it has to be ein kavanasei lahazik. So what is it? That raya that Taisus himself says, midachashav le'gabe achrini, as a raya to his shita, that it has to be regel, Rashi has that same raya, l'shitasai, that it's keren. Now, the Marsha on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph asks a stira in Taisusin. The Gemara on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph asks a question, then why do you need Ubir to teach me Shane? Why can't I learn out Shane and Regel both from the Pasuk of Vishilach? Because Vishilach will teach me Regel, like it says, Meshalchei Regel Ashor V'achamor, and it will also teach me Shane, like it says, Vishen Behemois Ashalach Bom. Frektoisvis, Vishen Behemois Ashalach Bom teaches you Shane? Afal Gav Damrinon Ba'alma Behemois Shieshlehen Eres Kinochosh. The Sifri says we're talking about behemoths that have venom like a snake, that they bite and kill. That's neshicha, which is a tolda of keren. So how does the Gemara see in v'shen behemoths hashalach bom that the word v'shilach is koilul the mazik of shein? Taisus answers, no, because Makayim is not only talking about behemoths that have eris like a nachash, it's also talking about chayes rois that are dairis that eat lahana asan, like the Targum says, v'shen behemoths is v'shen dechaya bra, and chaya b'chlal behema. Frekta Marsha, what's Taisus talking about that behemoths sheish lehen eris k'nachash? The noishchay suma misois is neshicha, which is a tolda of keren. That's not like Taisus by us on Tezayin that says that nachash that bites is regel. The Marsha means to say Taisus would still have a kash over there, because you still don't see v'shem behemeis hashalach bom that it's shame, because it's regel. But the nusach of Taisus Kash over there is that it's neshicha, which is a told of keren. That's a stira to our Taisus. The Marsha says, v'yesh li yashiv b'doichik. He doesn't say what the answer is. The Pnei Shu over there says that even though Taisus says that they bite like a nachash, that just means they're able to kill like a nachash. But still, it's not their orcha to do it like a nachash that is darkoi b'kach tamid. So by a nachash, it's not a toldav keren, it's regel. But over here, it's a toldav keren because it's not orcha bekach tamid like a nachash. Rab Ruvain and Simon Beis wants to say a different teretz to answer the Marsha's kasha. He wants to say that there's different types of orche. There's one type of orche where it's the derech of the whole min. That whole species, this is what its teva is. There's another type of orche where this specific animal does it. When an animal becomes a mu'ud. Pshat is normal shvarim do not gore. This specific one gores. That's why Zakt Rab Ruvain, that the Gemara on the Avdalat Amud Aleph asked, when it said v'chishar darkei lahazik, the Gemara said b'mu'ud. In fact, the Gemara u'mu'ud darkei lahazik. And for the Gemara, kivin di yayid orchehu. What was the Gemara shakla v'tarya? U'mu'ud darkei lahazik? Yeah, kivin di yayid orchehu. Zakt Rab Ruvain, because the Gemara was thought that in order to be called darkei lahazik, you need something that it's the derech of that whole min. It's this species, this is what it does. Shane, regel, that's darkei lahazik. Every animal eats, every animal walks and tramples, but a mu'ud is this specific animal got that regilus. That's called darkei lahazik. And for the Gemara, yeah. Kivin di yayin orche, who since this animal became a mu'ud, that also could be called orche. So we see that there's two types of orche. Zakt Rab Ruvain, when do we say that nachash is regel? That's by a nachash where it's the teva of that whole min. That is the min of nachash. That's its derech. That's called regel. Over here, behemei sheyesh lahen eres ken nachash, that means there are specific animals that this animal got eres like a nachash, and it bit and killed. But it's not the teva of a rochel, it's not the teva of a sheep to bite and kill. This specific animal got an eres. That's not going to be called orche, to be called regel. Next inyan. The Gemara on Tezayin Amud Beis says that Omar Shmuel, Ariber Shus HaRabim, Doras V'Ochal Potter. If an Ari in Shus HaRabim eats the animal alive, then it's potter, Rashi says, because that's orche, and Shein in Rishus HaRabim is potter. The Yamshol Shloime and Simim Mem Zayin and the Pnei Yeshua ask from here a kasha on the Rif, which the Rosh brings down in Simon Aleph, that Shein and Regal are potter in Rishus HaRabim because it's orche loleches b'Rishus HaRabim, it's the derech of the animal to walk in Rishus HaRabim, v'i efshir she'elchu abaylam achrei and tamid, you can't expect the owner to constantly be walking behind his animal. Therefore, the Torah patterned Shein and Regel b'Rishus HaRabim. Zokt, the Yamshel Shleim and the Pnei Yeshua. That's a good svara when it comes to a shor b'Rishus HaRabim. When it comes to an Ari b'Rishus HaRabim, you can't say that it's orche of an Ari to be going in Rishus HaRabim. An Ari belongs in his cage. That's not orche. So you don't have the Yisoid Aptur of Shein and Regel b'Rishus HaRabim. Why is it potter? The Yamshel Shleima answers that since it's not matzui to have chayis in b'yishuv, in a place where everybody lives, therefore the Torah was not mechalik and it pattered Shein and Regel and Rishus HaRabim b'chol inyan. Since normally speaking, the normal types of animals that go in Rishus HaRabim are orchayu loleches b'Rishus HaRabim, so the Torah gave one halacha across the board. The Torah wasn't mechalik. And the Torah said, Shein and Regel, it's potter in Rishus HaRabim. Avada, the Yisoid Aptur is because of Orchayu Leleches Rishus HaRabim. That's why the Torah gave the Ptur. Aber Haint, that the Torah gave the Ptur, we don't look in each and every circumstance. Haint, the Ptur was said across the board. In the Chidush Reb Arya Leib, in Simen Samechei, he says that the Rif doesn't mean that the only Ptur in Rishus HaRabim is only because of Orchayu. Avada, there's a Ptur from Exeris HaKosuv of Uvir Bistei Acher that you need it to be Bistei Acher, not Rishus HaRabim. The Rif means that besides for the Exeris HaKosuv Dike Ptur, there's also a Ptur Misvara because it's Orchayu. What's the Nafkamina from the second din? The Nafkamina is like the Rosh says in Simen Aleph. Let's say there's an Eitz Aruch. there's a long piece of wood that's partially in Rishus HaRabim and partially in Rishus HaYochid, and the animal stepped on it in Rishus HaRabim and damaged Kalim in Rishus HaYochid, since it's its derech to go in Rishus HaRabim and step on it, step on the wood there, so therefore it's potter, even though Alts L'Gzeres HaKosov Dikedin of Uviar B'Steyacher, it is Uviar B'Steyacher, because L'maisa the Hezek happened in Rishus HaYochid, but because there's also the Svara Dikiptor, that it's the derech for an animal to be walking in Rishus HaRabim, therefore you're going to be potter because of that tour. So lefizeh, it's very good. When it comes to an Ari, even though you don't have the Orchayu dikip tour, but you still have the ptur in Rishus HaRabim from the Gzeres HaKosuf.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a daf or masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.